Good. How are you guys?
Might as well get out of the way early. You talked to Mr. Richardson.
Not today, and it's just a matter of time. We will get an opportunity to visit and go through the evaluation process.
Do you think it will be today?
I'm not sure. I know that he and I will talk. For the most part, this morning I've gone through the stuff with our team. You know, we had the exit physicals. We had my final meeting, and we met with the different departments that had to meet with the players, and the coaches are going through their process as well, and then we'll go from there.
Have you talked to him since the end of the Saints game?
No. No.
Did he say when you're going to meet?
Well, no, we haven't talked yet, and we will talk eventually about the setting that all up and getting everything ready to go.
How much do you think is contingent perhaps on who the full-time general manager will be?
That I can't tell. That's something that Mr. Richardson is going to decide on, and he and I will discuss those things.
That could be today, Ron.
Possibly. There's a lot of things that I still have to do as far as the exit process right now for this team.
Ron, did you speak with him before the Saints game?
Yes. But it's nothing different than what he normally does when he comes into the locker room before a game, as much as wishing me good luck and, talking a little bit about what we plan to do offensively, defensively, and special teams and how we're going to handle certain situations. We talked about, unfortunately Greg Hardy, couldn't make the trip. He had the family issue that he was taking care of. And we talk about stuff like that typically when he comes in pregame.
I didn't mean right before the end. I meant the end of last week. Did you mean with him?
Yes. Yes. Like I typically do. No. I meet with him at least once a week, and we discuss, going forward, the team, what's happening, how the week went, stuff like that, more so than anything else. I mean, it's been typical. Like I've told you folks, that the one thing he's been is he's been very supportive. He's been great about a lot of things. We've tried to, keep the schedule that we meet once a week. I like to make sure he knows he has an idea as to what's going on, how things have been, in case he has any specific questions he wants to ask. So we try to do that once a week so he is apprised, and I try to keep him apprised.
Well, is this tough at all on you? I mean, not knowing what your future is.
It is, but, again, it's part of this process that we're going through, and we'll see how things unfold. I mean, it's all part of it.
What is your staff's general schedule now as a staff? What do you?
Well, we'll finish the different things that we have to do as far as our individual player evaluations and just wrap up the season as far as their work is concerned, those types of things. And then, as we go forward, there will be things obviously that will come up in terms of getting ready for bowl games and, that we'll have to obviously go scout and start preparing for the combine, stuff like that. So for the most part, we'll start at the beginning of the schedule and we'll see how things go from there.
If you don't know if you're going to be back, what do you say to your players as they're leaving?
Just tell them going forward. It's about, one thing I've always expressed to the players is, make sure that, they're taking care of the business they need for themselves. They've got to, prepare and be ready and do the things that they're supposed to. And we'll see. We'll see how things unfold. And that's all we can do. The biggest thing that we need to do more so than anything else is continue to prepare and get ready as we look forward.
2 years long enough, Ron, or is the normal timeline go out the window with Marty?
As I've said, I like to have the opportunity to have the job, and that's pretty much it. I mean, we'll go from there, and we'll see.
Did you look back at this season and you look at certain games like the one at Atlanta, at Chicago, at home against Seattle, at home against Tampa, and just inherently think about what could have been?
I think when you look back on the entire season, you always think that. But I think going forward, you look at what it has become more so than anything else. And this team finishing the way it has, this team doing the things that it needed to do to finish strong, the confidence in which they played with, the main things that these players accomplished. I mean, there was a tremendous amount of things that came out of this game. These guys had great opportunities to accomplish things, and I'm very proud of that fact, that Cam Newton set the first 2-year record for a quarterback. I thought that was outstanding, and I think that deserves recognition. You talk about Steve Smith moving up on the all-time yardage list, Greg Olsen setting the team single season record. for catches and yards, and you know D'Angelo Williams doing what he did in terms of the single game record. I mean, there's so many good things that have come from this and the development of this team and the direction this team is headed that there's a lot of positive. When I look back at this year and reflect on it, I'm most certainly going to reflect on how we finished and the things that we've done. This is about being positive and going forward, you know, and we'll see, and we'll go from there.
How would you summarize the job you've done in these first 2 years?
Well, I'll just say this. I think we are better today than we were when I first got started.
Ryan, have you been told who or when the GM candidates will come in?
No. I do know that process is beginning today as well, and we'll go from there.
In what sense?
Well, no. I just know that they're beginning the process, whether that's sending the letters out for confirmation and that type of thing, but we'll see.
Has there been any talk, Ron, about if you come back, possible staff changes?
Well, those are all things that I will discuss with Mr. Richardson when we sit down, and we'll go from there.
Ron, if you were, let's assume you are going to be the coach in 2013, What would be your top priorities, things that would need to change and improve?
Well, I think as you go forward and you look at this team, you do look at the certain positions that you feel need to be made stronger or you feel really good about that need to be continue to be developed. I think you've got to stick to the plan that we've had as far as our quarterback's concerned and the primary plan being his continued development, protecting him, making sure that offensive line is shored up, and hopefully we can, you know, not have to have the situation we did this year with the injuries, and make sure there's playmakers around him. I think those three components of your offense have to be in place in terms of his development, protecting him, and having playmakers. Defensively, I think we got to continue to develop like we have. I mean, we finished the season 10th. You'd like to finish lower or higher, however you want to say it. But, you know, we played against a very good offense the other day, and you know, when they got in the throw-the-ball mode, they can be very explosive, which they did. But we were able to maintain that. But we did finish in the top 10, so that was a huge kudos to what Sean and the defensive staff have done and the players buying into what we're doing. Special teams-wise, very pleased with the players that played for us down the stretch. I think the last several weeks really kind of were indicative of how well those guys played down the stretch for us, how hard they played, the continued effort we got. I mean, yesterday was as explosive a special teams performance as I've seen. Tackles inside the 20, Armani with the big explosive return. Armon Smith hitting one up inside for 26 yards. I mean, that was as good a run, and we were one block away from him breaking a big one, too. So I think the effort was there, most certainly. But there are areas that you do most certainly want to improve. I think, again, we developed and felt very good about what we were doing offensively down the stretch. We played with confidence, the type of confidence you need to play to have success. So those are things that we got to continue and just keep going as we develop.
Cam's X-rays.
Not sure. I know he's with Ryan Vermillion right now. It's all part of his exit physical right now. So, you know, if there's anything, then you guys will be informed about those.
The progression of Luke Kuechly. I mean, just from a guy come out of, you know, the ACC last year, and I think he led the NFL in tackles.
I believe he did. Finished as the leader of the 164. I think it's the first time since Patrick Willis did it. The thing that's very impressive about Luke is he did it in college. He led the NCAAs in tackles. So, you know, he is a tackling machine, but the one thing that he had developed into is also our on-the-field leader. You watch this game, and you get a chance to look at some of the tape, you'll see that some things happen, and he was positive, patting teammates on the back, and something bad happened, and he was taking blame or he was getting on somebody else. I don't think I could have asked for a better field general than him as far as our defense was concerned. On the other side, you watch what happened with Cam, and you watch the way the guys rallied around him. Him coming back on the field, you know, hurt, playing hurt, doing those types of things really spoke very well to his commitment to his teammates. Cam gave a great speech at the end of the game in the locker room, and one of the things that he said was that he was proud of us, everybody, because it could have been very easy to cash it in, and nobody did. And to me, that was exhibited by the way they played.
Ron, how he progressed, particularly over the last 6-7 weeks.
Well, I think the biggest thing, more so than anything else, is I think he took a lot of the pressure off himself, and we tried to help him take that pressure off himself. I think he got to the point where he realized he didn't have to try and make every play, and then I think upon that realization, you just saw the development. I mean, from understanding things schematically, understanding things against about the opponent that he was attacking, and working on his base fundamentals and continuing to do those things. I mean, his footwork is improved. His pocket presence improved. You know, we had a great stretch where he hadn't turned the ball over. We had a stretch last couple weeks too where we did turn it over and it didn't kill us. And that was a huge step for us as a team. You know, one of the things that I was always concerned about is that when we needed to make plays, we hadn't. But recently when we needed to make plays, we did. Charles Godfrey's interception was about as big as it gets. D'Angelo's big run, Armani's big punt return. You know, you look back in the last few weeks and you see those things. You see that these plays were made at the right time. So, you know, hopefully that's indicative of where we're headed.
Ron, were you told that the decision on you would come after a general manager was hired?
What I was told was that, you know, Mr. Rich and I will sit down and we'll discuss things and we'll go from there.
You are understanding what the timeline might look like? Or?
Well, the timeline will be about when he and I meet and sit down and discuss those things, Joe. I mean, I can't tell you anything more than that. You know, I do look forward to the opportunity to visit with him and discuss this.
You've met with him now every week for 17 weeks, it sounds like.
It's nothing different than what I did last year, though. My gut's telling me is he wants to sit down and visit with me. I mean, he's been great. He really has. And you know, I like where we are. I like the things that we've done. I believe we are better now than when I first got here. Like I said, also, it's a job I'd like to have.
Anything else?
Okay. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate that. And thank you guys for your professionalism. I appreciate that.